We are at the very end of the first bracha of Shemini Esrei. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogen Avraham. Blessed are you, Hashem, the shield of Avraham, or the protector of Avraham. So I mentioned the Gemara. The Gemara says, and the Gemara comment on the first, on the beginning, the first pasuk of Parshas Lech Lecha, where Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, go for your own benefit for your own pleasure. Go from your land, from your birthplace, and from your father's home to the land that I will show you. God, Hashem says, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will greaten your name. And you will be a blesser. So Chazal say, Rashi brings it over there in the beginning in Parshas Lech Lecha. Chazal say, when Hashem said, I will make you into a great nation, that is why we say, Bashman Esrei, Elikei Avram, that Hashem is the God of Avram. When Hashem said to Avram, I will bless you, that's why we say that Hashem is the God of Yitzchak. When Hashem says, I will greaten your name, that's why we say, Elikei Yaakov. Yochol, says the Gemara, Yilchoisme Mekulam. So I would have thought that we should conclude the bracha, just like we begin the bracha with all three. We say, Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov. Yochol, Yilchoisme Mekulam. I would have thought that we should conclude with all three of them as well. And we should say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogein Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Talmud Loimar, Veheyeh Bracha. That's why Hashem told Avram Avinu, Veheyeh Bracha, you will be the bracha. Meaning, V'chachoismim V'loibahem. With you will be the conclusion, and not with them. So, obviously, this all has a deeper relevance. What does it mean, B'chachayismim v'leibohem, besides the fact that we only conclude with Baruch Ato Hashem, Magen Avram, and not with Yitzchak and Yaakov? So the Sfarim HaGadoshim say that what this means is that we would have thought that the Chasima, meaning that the end of Galus, will be in the merit of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that, Chazal say, no. V'chachayismin, it will be in your merit, in the merit of Avram Avinu. Meaning, the way the Svarim explained this, is that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov represent the three pillars upon which the world stands. Avram represents Gemilas Chasadim. Yitzchak represents Avoda, and Yaakov represents Torah. So I would have thought that the conclusion of the Galus, that the redemption will be in the merit of Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. And that, Chazal say, no. Talmud Lomar B'chachayismin, that the conclusion of the Galus will be in the merit of Chesed. So, we need to understand this. Why is it that the conclusion of Galus will be only in the merit of Chesed? Well, I think that we can understand this according to the story that the Rebbe Zisha of Hanapola had a chassid that would come to him. Would come to him regularly. And this chassid was a wealthy man, very simple, unlearned man. And this, he would come to Rebbe Zisha for a bracha, and he would leave Rebbe Zisha with a handsome sum of money every time he would come. One time, this chassid came to the Rebbe Zisha, and he knocked on the door. The Rebbetzin answered the door, and he asked to see the Rebbe, and she said, the Rebbe's not home. So he said, where's the Rebbe? She said, the Rebbe's out of town. Where did the Rebbe go? He went to visit his Rebbe. He went to Mizrich to see the Mizrich Magid. So this chassid says to himself, if the Rebbe has a Rebbe, I didn't know the Rebbe has a Rebbe, but if the Rebbe has a Rebbe, why should I go to the Rebbe? I'm going to go straight to his Rebbe. You know, his Rebbe is obviously greater than he is, or else he wouldn't be going to his Rebbe. So this chassid started going to Mizrich, to the Rebbe Rebbe. As soon as he started traveling to Mizrich, this chassid's business started going downward. He started losing all his money. And the chassid made the correlation that this all started happening when he stopped going to the Rebbe Zisha and he started going to the Mizrich Magid. So he went back to the Rebbe Zisha and said, Rebbe, what's going on here? Now, I think I made a very logical calculation that, you know, if you're going to your Rebbe, then your Rebbe must be greater than you are, so why should I waste my time going to you when I can go to your Rebbe? So the Rebbe Zisha explained to this chassid, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that Yirmiyah, there was a place called Anosos. The Anshei Anosos, the people of Anosos, were Yidden, but they weren't good people, and they really gave Yirmiyah Novi a hard time. So Yirmiyah Novi cursed them. Yeah, the Gemara says Yirmiyah Novi said to Hashem, Rabbi Nishleidam, Afil b'shal sha'roitzim sha'oisim tzedaka lefanecha, hachshivim b'vnei adam she'enim hagunim. Even, do me a favor, Rabbi Nishleidam, I ask you, I beg you, even when these people want to do tzedakah, you should make them stumble across people that are unworthy. So the Rebbe Zisha said, we're talking about a Navi in Israel. A Navi is asking that even when Yidden want to do good, that they shouldn't be able to do good? How is that possible? Rather, says the Rebbe Zisha, it's quite the contrary. Yirmiyah HaNavi saw that these people of Anosos were terrible people. And that as a result, they deserve to be punished. They don't deserve. They're totally undeserving of Hashem's goodness. However, there is one solution to the problem. We know that the Rebbeinu Shlom conducts himself towards people midah keneged midah, measure for measure. So, if these people will give people that are unworthy, and they won't check them out to see, you know, do they have a green card? Don't they have a green card? Are they really deserving of the money that I give them? Are they not deserving? If Rabbi Nishlam, I ask you, make it so that they should stumble across people that are unworthy and they should give them tzedakah. And as a result, you, Rabbi Nishlam, will give them even though they're unworthy. Because Rabbi Nishlam conducts himself with people measure for measure. So when people are very makbid who they give to, and they make sure they have a green card, and if not, they don't give. So then, when the person asks the Rabbi Nishleidam to give them, the Rabbi Nishleidam asks them for their green card too. And there's who can ever say that we're worthy of the Rabbi Nishleidam's goodness? So it's a schus. It's a schus to give people that, even though they're unworthy. And that way the Rebbeinu Shalom will give us even though we're unworthy too. So the Reb Zisha said to this chassid, as long as you didn't care who you're going to, and you gave your money without asking any questions, you didn't need to give it to the best. So the Rebbeinu Shalom gave you also, even though you're not the best. Well, you need to give your money to the best. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, okay, if that's the case, I'm going to give my money to the best too. Apparently, you didn't. You didn't make it to the list. So, we spoke about one of the previous shiurim. We spoke about when we spoke about the words "Umevi Goya Levenei Venei Man Shemoi BiAhava." We say that Hashem is going to bring a redeemer to the descendants of the Avos for the sake of His name with love. Meaning that there are two types of geula. There's a geula. There's a redemption in our own merit. And then there's a redemption that Hashem will redeem us for the sake of His name, because Hashem is a loving Father. Meaning that the redemption will be with the midah of chesed. Hashem will redeem us out of His kindness. So our whole geula is going to come about through Hashem's chesed. So we have to be deserving of that chesed. How are we deserving of chesed? We do chesed with others. So when the Rebbeinu Shalom tells Avraham Avinu, "Becha chois mem v'loi bahem," meaning that the geula will be in the merit of chesed, and not in the merit of Torah and Avodah. What the Rebbeinu Shalom is telling Avraham Avinu is that Klal Yisrael at the time of the geula will not be worthy of any redemption. The only thing that is going to make them worthy of a redemption is that they are going to do chesed with others, and as a result, midah keneged midah, I will do chesed with them and redeem them despite the fact that they're unworthy. Now the interesting outcome of this whole approach is that although the Rebbeinu Shalom will be redeeming us out of the midah of chesed because we're unworthy of a redemption, nevertheless, why is He redeeming us? Because we do acts of chesed. And since we do acts of chesed, we're now deserving of Hashem's chesed. So now it's no longer chesed because we are deserving. Because we do acts of chesed. So the outcome of doing acts of chesed is that now we are actually worthy and deserving of Hashem's chesed. And perhaps this is the continuation. Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Mogen Avram. You are the protector of Avram and Bechachoismen, meaning that the geula is going to be out of the midah of chesed. So, midas hadin is out the window? No. Because we do chesed, so that's why the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to give us chesed. So that's all. Now we deserve the chesed with midas hadin. So, ato gibor li'olam Hashem, Rebbeinu Shalom. So you're always a gibor. Gibor is midas hadin. So even though you're going to redeem us with midas hachesed, nevertheless, it's still gibor. It's still midas hadin, because since we will do acts of chesed, we'll be deserving of the Rebbeinu Shleilam's chesed to redeem us with His ultimate chesed. A think we can understand with this. Akasha, the Baal Shem Tov asks, and the Pasuk, Kael Nekomois Hashem, Kael Nekomois Afia. The Pasuk says, Hashem is a vengeant God. So the Baal Shem Tov asks that the shame, Aleph Lamed, Kael, is Hashem, one of Hashem's names of Chesed. It's the first of the Yud Gimel Midrash L'Rachem. Hashem, Hashem, Kael L'Rachem Acham. Kael is a name of Chesed. Yud Kei Vav Kei is also a name of Chesed. Nikama, which is revenge, is the ultimate din. So what is Nikama doing in between two shemes of Chesed? Kael Nikama is Havaya. Hashem is a vengeant God, but both of those shemes are shemes of Chesed. So what does it do? What are they doing next to Nikama? That's the kasha the Baal Shem Tov asks. The Arizal, there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev. When Reuben goes back to the pit, and he sees Yosef is not in the pit. So Yosef goes back to it. So Reuben goes back to his brothers and he says, "Hayelo dainenu, the child isn't here. Va'ani ona ani ba. And I, where am I going to come?" So the Arizal says that the words ani ona, it says ani ona ani ba, ani ona is Rosh HaTevis. Kael nekomois Hashem, kael nekomois Afia. Ani ona, kael nekomois Hashem, kael nekomois Afia. What in the world is that doing in this pasuk? What does that have anything to do with Reuven saying that Yosef is not on the bar? The Medrash on that pasuk v'ani ona ani ba, and when Reuven says, "How am I going to come?" Says the Medrash, "Ona ani ba memasa bila." How am I going to rectify the act with Bila? We know that Reuven had, there was some kind of chet took place with Bila, and now when he didn't see Yosef in the bar, he said, "Ana ani ba memasa Bila. How am I going to rectify the masa Bila?" And all the Sforim ask, what does one thing have to do with the other? Not finding Yosef in the pit and masa Bila. There's another medrash that when Reuven did tshuva for this whatever he did with Bila, so the Rebbeinu Shlom said to Reuven, "Ata pasachta b'tshuva tchila, you open with tshuva first. Chayecha shebem bincha pasach b'tshuva. I swear to you that your descendant will open with tshuva." Shenemar shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alekecha. As it says, return Yisrael to Hashem your God. Hosea, which said this pasuk, shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alekecha, is a descendant of Reuven. And here also, all the Mefarshim ask, what does it mean, ato pasachta b'tshuva tchila? Reuven was the first one to do tshuva. Adam Arishon did tshuva, Cain did tshuva. How is it that Reuven is the first one to do tshuva? Ata pasachta b'tshuva tchila. So according to what we've just spoken about. Because that is that when we find ourselves undeserving, the way to evoke Hashem's chesed is by ourselves acting with midas chesed, by performing acts of chesed, by giving tzedakah, by performing other acts of chesed, we then become deserving of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's midas chesed. So, in other words, the Rebbeinu Shlomo's chesed then becomes din. Because we're now deserving chesed because we did acts of chesed. So even though we're really undeserving, because all the other multitudes of things we might have done, but that doesn't matter. Because we do acts of chesed, so we're now deserving of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's chesed. We're not particular who we do chesed with. We call it poishet yad noisim loy. Anybody who sticks out their hand, we give them just because they're a yid, they're a descendant of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because they're our brother. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, if that's the way you act with others, that's the way you deserve should be done with you as well. So, on one hand, it's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's chesed. But it's chesed bedin. It's chesed that we're deserving of, rightfully, because we do acts of chesed as well. And that itself is a tremendous chesed of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, that he allows us to evoke his chesed through our own acts of chesed. If you try to picture going into a court of law and a person had committed whatever kind of crime, and the lawyer should get up and say, and he should really be excused for this because he does the act of kindness, and therefore, Your Honor, you should be kind to him too. It doesn't work in the court of law. But with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it worked. The Rebbeinu Shlomo's chesed is if you do acts of chesed, you give people even though they're undeserving, you deserve midas chesed as well. And that is what Nekama is doing between Kael and Havaya. Kael Nekama is Havaya. The Rebbeinu Shlomo's Nekama is also with chesed. The Rebbeinu Shlomo's revenge is also with chesed. Because when we do acts of chesed, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is noikeim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is vengeant with chesed. He gives us chesed as well. Reuven knew he had to do tshuva. But Reuven didn't find himself worthy of being accepted, that his tshuva should be accepted. He wanted to return to his Father in heaven. But he knew he had to do, in order for his tshuva to be accepted, he needed to do something that would evoke the Rebbeinu Shlomo's receiving his tshuva, accepting his tshuva. He had an opportunity. Yosef was being distanced from his father. Reuven found this as an opportunity. If he would bring Yosef back to his father, then he'll be able to approach the Rebbeinu Shlomo and say, Rebbeinu Shlomo, I brought a child back to his father. Allow me to return to you. And when he didn't see Yosef in the pit, he realized that he lost his opportunity. So he said, Ani ono ani ba. And Arizal says, Kein lekomois havaya, kein lekomois hafia. Meaning, Reuven was trying to take advantage of this tremendous chesed of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo conducts himself the same way we conduct ourselves. And if we conduct ourselves with chesed, the Rebbeinu Shlomo conducts himself towards us with chesed. And if we return children to their father, the Rabbeinu Shlomo accepts when we return back to him. Kehil Nekamos Hashem, Kehil Nekamos Hafiya is alluded to in this pasuk when Reuven says, Ani Anani Ba. Anani Ba Memasa Bila. How am I ever going to rectify this Masa Bila? I just lost this opportunity. Perhaps this is what Hosea is telling us. Shuva Yisrael ad Havaya Elokecha. Yisrael, do tshuva until Havaya, till Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Chesed, Elokecha is Midas Adin. Meaning, do tshuva in a manner that Midas HaChesed should be coming to you. Bedin. Do chesed in a manner, do tshuva in a manner that the Rebbeinu Shlomo, that you should be deserving of Hashem's chesed because you're doing chesed to others. Do tshuva ad to the point that havaya alekecha, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo's chesed should be coming to you with midas adin. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo told Reuven. Ato pasachta b'tshuva techila. You had the seichel to do an act before you did tshuva, to do an act that you should be deserving and your tshuva should be accepted. You decided that you're going to bring Yosef back to his father. Chayecha sheben bincha b'seich b'tshuva. I swear to you that this concept is something that is going to be taught to Klal Yisrael by your descendant, Hosea. He will tell Klal Yisrael, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Havaya Lekecha. I believe that the reason we all go around before Yom Kippur and we ask everybody for Mechila, we ask, please forgive me, and the person says, Amoichel. Is not, the reason we do this is not for the sake of the person asking for mechila. It's for the sake of the person being moichel. We're about to spend an entire day, Yom Kippur, asking the Rebbeinu Shlomo to be moichel us. So what we're doing is in advance, we're being poseach b'tshuva techila. What we're doing is in advance, we're moichel everyone else. Now we can go to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and say, Rebbeinu Shlomo, we were Michael other people, even though they weren't deserving of me being Michael then. Rebbeinu Shlomo, please be Michael me. So it's not for the sake of the person asking Mechila, it's for the sake of the person being Michael. Because ata pasachta b'tshuva techila, we need to, before we ask the Rebbeinu Shlomo for his chesed, we need to see to it that it's Havaya Loikecha, that we're deserving of that chesed. So Magen Avraham, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, which means that we will be redeemed from Golos in the schus of our chesed, because we will be doing acts of chesed, and our geula therefore will be with chesed, even though we're not deserving, because we are deserving, because we do chesed. Ata gibor li'olam Hashem, Rebbeinu Shlomo, you're always a gibor. It's always with midas adin. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, it's brought in the Chedush Arim, the Svasem is many other Svarim HaKadoshim, that Avraham Avinu instilled within every one of his descendants, or I should say, within all of the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, a nekuda. It's in the zchus of Avraham, there is a pinta leyid. It's a ahava. It's a love to the Rabbi Nishalem that is within every yid, and it can never be extinguished. Nothing in the world can extinguish the love that is hidden, that is concealed within each and every yid. That nekuda, that pintala, is called Avram. There is the Avram which within every yid. And no matter how far a yid distances himself, no matter how low a yid falls, that pintala is never compromised. The Rabbeinu Shlomo protects that nekuda. And Chedushanim says that's why we make a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Mogen Avram. Blessed are you, Hashem, who protects the Avram within each and every yid. And it is through this nekuda, every yid has the ability to tap into that nekuda. Tap into the Avram that they have within themselves. And to do tshuva through that nekuda. This is what the Rebbeinu Shlom tells Avram Avinu, Parshas Lech Lecha, Al tira Avram. Never be afraid, Avram. Anoichi mogen lach. I will always protect you. What Avram Avinu was afraid of was all of the Chatoim and Avoinis and Pshoim of all the Averis that Yidin are going to do B'meshach Kol Adoiris throughout all the generations. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, Al tira Avram. Avram, you do not need to fear. Anoichi mogen lach. I will protect you. The Rebbeinu Shlom protects that nekuda. And that's the bracha that we make. Mogen Avram. Now it is through this nekuda, says the, I believe it's the Svasemis, I saw it on the Lakuta Yehuda, so I think it brings from the Svasemis, either from the Imramis or the Svasemis. He says it is through this nekuda that we have within us, that we have the ability to overcome any challenge that comes our way. Avraham Avinu gave us that koyach because he withstood Asara Nesiyonis. He withstood his ten nesiyonis. And as a result, he instilled within every one of us through that nekuda, the nekuda of Avram that we have, that we can overcome any nesiyon that comes our way. Now we understand the continuation. Baruch Ato Hashem Magen Avram. Blessed are you, Hashem Magen Avram. You protect the Avram within us. And that's why whenever there's a battle between the Tzad Atuma and the Tzad HaKdusha, the side of Tuma, the side of HaKdusha, Ato Gibor Liyadam Hashem. Rebbeinu Shleilam, you will be the one that is victorious. Because you're Mogen Avram, because you protect the Avram that is within me. And that's why I can overcome anything in the world. Avram Avinu gave us that Koyach through the Asara Nisyonis that he withstood. With this, the Imre Emes explains the Gemara that we mentioned before, B'chach Chosben V'lei Bohem, that the Rebbeinu Shlom told Avram that with you will be the conclusion. and not with Avraham and Yitzchak. Because it is with the koyach of that nekuda that we have within us that every yid has the midah of chesed. Every yid has within themselves the midah of chesed. Not every yid has Torah. Not every yid has avodah. But at the end of days, when Klal Yisrael is at Mem Teshari Tumah, every yid will still have the mid of chesed because there's a nekuda of Avram, there's Magen Avram, the Rebbeinu Shleilam guards that mid of Avram that lies within each and every yid, which is Avram Avinu was the epitome of chesed. So every yid by nature is a Baal chesed. I saw a unbelievable Rav Shimon Shkop. The nevuah of this vart is just unbelievable. He says, explaining this Gemara, that which all the Sforim indicate to mean that at the end of days, it will be Avram Avinu's midah will shine more than that of Avram, of Yitzchak and Yankiv. He says that Avraham Avinu recognized Hashem on his own. He didn't have a father or a Rebbe that taught him. He came to it through his own realization. Yitzchak had a Kabbalah from his father. Yaakov learned it from his father. And throughout the generations, there's been a tradition. We've all received our recognition of the Rebbeinu Shleilam through a rich tradition from father to son, from Rebbe to Talmud. He said that Rav Shimon Shkop said, but at the end of days, the Rebbeinu Shleilam tells Avraham Avinu, "Becha Chaisman, there will be a wave of tshuva." Of people whose parents were not religious Jews, their parents did not give them over the recognition of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, they will all at the end of days, the majority of Jews will have come to the recognition on their own. Shimon said it will be with people such as you that the conclusion that the Golas will come to conclusion. Not like people like Yitzchak and Yankiv. It's an unbelievable word. He says, Rav Shimon Shkop concludes, therefore, when we see Yidden departing from Yiddishkeit, we should not despair. It's a preparation for the Geula, because they're going to go away, but their children will come back. It is the fulfillment of V'cha Chais Ben V'lei Bahem. So I think we're there already. If the helfen, we should talk bizoicha to the B'chol Chaisman, to the Geula Shalema, Revias Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehera B'yameinu.